Welcome, welcome, welcome one and all back to the sixth edition of the John Madden Podcast. I am your host for the evening, Pretzel Nugget Farley. And of course, the guy that gets things done, the host of the show himself, Mr. John Madden.
I'm the face that runs the place, you know.
The face that runs the place?
Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm the face that runs the place.
I've seen your face around this place, and you do kind of run it.
You gotta run it. I run it like anyone else would run something else, except for less there, more here, you know?
Less there, more here than there than here.
Yeah,
than...
yeah, exactly.
All right, well...
I mean, I get it, but...
Right. So how are you this evening? It's been a couple of weeks. What have you been up to? A
lot of traveling, different training camps, and you know, just living the football dream.
Yeah, the first week of preseason is kicked off and it's done, and now we're into week two.
Yeah, a lot of injuries already, and
how many cuts have been made in the NFL?
I've only heard of like one.
Only one?
Yeah, only one. That was the Buccaneers. They cut that kicker.
They cut their kicker already in the first week?
Yeah, right after the first game. It was like Saturday and then Sunday gone.
Was he related to that that guy from Buffalo? What's his name? Steve Christie?
It may have been. I mean,
what was his name?
Roberto, I don't know.
I don't think in the history of the NFL has anybody ever been cut the first day.
Yeah, they apparently had a backup kicker who was better than their starting kicker, who they drafted in the second round.
Well, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you find your better kicker after, you know, the who you think is your best. I mean, look at Josh Freeman.
I don't
want to go there, do we, John?
I thought Josh wasn't a bad guy. His attitude sucked. And then his play sucked. So when your attitude sucks, and then your play sucks...
You suck all around, yeah, right?
You could be a real dick. Like, Brett Favre was a dick.
Yeah, right. But he didn't suck.
But he didn't suck, so nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, so they didn't tell him, you suck, Brett. The only ones that said you suck were the guys that were jealous.
You know, I still draft Brett Favre on my fantasy team.
What?
Yeah, I still do.
Is he available in the draft?
I make him up. When you play in Madden's fantasy camp, you got to have Brett Favre in there.
So the chances of Brett even playing for anybody at this point.
He don't even play in the Canadian League.
The only thing he's doing right now is selling shavers.
And Wranglers.
And Wrangler jeans, yes.
He looks, that ass is nice.
He looks good to pair of Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, just want a little.
Does John Madden wear Wrangler jeans?
No, they're a little too tight for me. I crap my pants when I wear
them. Oh, my.
I gotta have a little diaper room.
So what are you, more of a Levi's guy?
I'm a khaki pants guy.
Khaki pants. Okay.
Like, it looks like I have a fupa.
Like Jake from State Farm.
Yeah. I'm a collared and a pants guy. And then when I'm in the Man Cruiser, it's just fat belly and then underwear.
No pants. Take the pants off the minute you walk in the cruiser.
Pants are off. Chilling.
Pants are on the ground.
Yeah. I mean, I just throw. I mean, they could be on the driver's.
Land on the driver's head while he's driving the bus.
As long as you don't wreck the damn cruiser, I don't give a shit.
Looking this week, any fantasy football picks for anybody out there, or hot topics or hot points
people? Well, the big news of the week was that the running back for Dallas, he got suspended for 6 games, which he's appealing it, but I don't know, that's going to suck for you, Dallas.
That's the first 6 games of the season.
Yeah, he's allowed to do preseason.
Excuse me, John.
Do the regular season.
Right. Now, that's a Ezekiel Elliott guy?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he's a good running back.
So, what you think people are still going to draft him in their fantasy football leagues?
I mean, you kind of have to. I mean, he's appealing it. We're not going to know if he wins the appeal. But he was going, like, number 4 or 5 in the first round. So, I don't know. I would draft Brett Favre in the 5 spot.
Again, with the Brett Favre, no matter.
You
don't even know what team he's. He's not even playing with a team, so.
He's always on a Madden's team, that's for damn sure.
That's just going to always be a free agent.
Yeah. When my quarterback on my fantasy team goes on a bye week, I plug in old Brett.
Put old Brett in there, right?
Yep.
Ah, okay. I've never heard of doing it that way, but, you know, hey, to each his own.
Huge.
It is huge. I was looking this week, and I thought we'd try a little segment on the show, maybe to help people understand what's going on around the world.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
Are you're a fan of things that are trending?
I mean,
around the social media where
If it's trending food, I tend to look at it.
Right.
But if anything else, I really.
You just don't give a flying rat's fat ass?
Not at all.
Okay, well, there might be some items on here. Let me look right now and see what I can find, and we'll try this. Hello? There we go. All right. What's trending this week with John Madden? Let's see on Twitter here. They have impeach Trump is the top.
Oh, yeah.
Trending.
Everybody doesn't. A lot of people don't like him. You know what, though? As many people that don't like him as really is, it's like, we have to back him. He's our guy.
You know? He's our president. He won.
He won. I mean, regardless, we hate or don't hate him, we go as far as he takes us. He's a leader.
Exactly.
He's like me being a coach, you know? I can only go as far as, you know.
That's true. You can only go as far as your quarterback and throw the football.
Yeah.
Let's see. Quit the council. Any idea?
No.
Me either. Let me see if I can do a quick paraphrase here. Let's see. Quit the council. President Trumpa quits a Trumpka, Trumka, quits Trump's manufacturing council. Why would we care about that?
I have no idea. Sounds like some real bullshit to me.
I mean, it's just total bullshit. So let's get out of that. Let's see. What else is trending over here? How about George Washington?
Oh, yeah. Wooden teeth. First guy president, you know. He's just a man.
First guy president.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't think we've had a woman president, have we, John?
We haven't?
No, not yet. No, we were going to, and they didn't like that idea, so they didn't vote her in.
Oh, shit.
That's why we got the moron that we have now.
Where the hell have I been?
I don't know.
I must be some drunk.
Trump compares George Washington to Confederate General Robert E. Lee.
I don't know, man.
I don't either. I mean, I don't remember Robert E. Lee getting into a boat and crossing the Delaware. Do you?
I don't remember Robert E. Lee, winning a war for that fucking matter.
The only thing I remember about Robert E. Lee is that they put his flag on top of the General Lee of the Dukes of Hazzard.
You know, that was a good show. I watched that all the time, man. Bo and Luke Duke.
You gotta love Bo and Luke Duke, right?
Yeah. Freaking Luke Duke. And who was that hot ass bitch with a short
shirt? That was Daisy Dukes. Yeah. Daisy. Oh, Daisy. What was her name?
I remember the song like "Where Them Girls with a Daisy Dukes on Everybody" and all that.
I don't know if that was the song that we're playing during their show.
Probably not. I mean, it was a '90s thing.
No, yeah, that was a '90s thing. The Dukes of Hazzard were like late '70s.
I mean, shit. We'll just pull it back and light them girls with the Daisy Dukes on.
Look at the girls with the Daisy Dukes on. Let's play with the Dukes. Dukes on. Are you a fan of like old school television and stuff like that?
I like Bret Hart.
Bret Hart?
Yeah, I don't know.
Bret the Hitman Hart?
Yeah, why not? Bret Hart. I love Bret Hart. I mean, I don't...
Oh, my God, John. Bret the Hitman Hart.
Who doesn't love a good hitman?
You're heart of the... You're fans of the Heart Foundation.
He's a hitman, you know? You don't even have to pay that hitman.
What about Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
He sounds like a bitch to me. I mean, Bret the Hitman Hart would put you in the little thingy-thingy and make you tap like a bitch, you know?
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And he always wore pink.
He did wear pink all the
real
time.
Real men wear pink.
Do they really, John?
I spray painted my undies pink this month.
All pink on the inside, John.
No, that's October.
That's October. That's the month.
Damn it, I was trying to save titties this month.
Well, you got a month to go. You got a month to work on that.
I got almost two, really.
Almost two.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, football's around the corner.
It's right there.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
I got another game this week. I think there's one tomorrow, or the next night, Thursday night.
Thursday night. There's a bunch of football on.
So what are you going to be doing, 7 o'clock Thursday night, the Madden Cruiser pulls into wherever you're at, and what are you doing?
We sit there, and we go to different games, because I like to just go to football and just enjoy, by the second quarter of most preseason games, I don't give a shit anymore. It's like, you're seeing the starters, and you know who the backups are going to be. And then you watch the guys in the second half who are all going to be cut. So, like, those guys, like, why the hell am I going to watch Tim Taylor, who's going to get cut after the end of this
game? I don't even know who Tim Taylor is.
Tim Taylor doesn't know who Tim Taylor is.
That's true about that. He hate me.
He hate me? That guy. I love the XFL.
I did, too. I was a huge fan of the XFL.
Man, the rules of the XFL.
XFL!
Like, if they had taken and not put a lot of wrestling into it and just made it football,
it would have been great, right?
I would have coached.
I would have, too.
I would have been a coach.
I would have been great. I would have loved to coach. And I don't know nothing about football.
I mean, that was fun. I love the kickoff rules.
Yeah, with two men, they kind of like a smear the queer kind of a thing in the middle.
Smear the queer. Yeah. You go in there and
now, what if they're not queer, though? I mean,
well, you just smear the straight guy.
Smear the straight guy.
I mean, that sounds like a cologne, doesn't it? Like,
smear the straight guy?
Smear the straight guy.
Smear the straight guy.
Just spray all over my body. Oh, Calvin Klein, yeah. Smear the straight guy.
Yeah. You know Calvin?
No, I never met him.
How about Calvin and Hobbes?
Nah.
Me either. No. Calvin Coolidge, maybe? He was a president.
Oh, no, I never met him. Way before
I'm out of Calvin's, John. I don't know anymore. I'm sorry.
Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I've met Megatron, once.
Really?
He's a big boy.
He's big. He can catch, too, can't
he? He's fast.
Guy's got fast, and he can catch.
He's big.
He's huge.
I wish Brett Favre would have threw him the ball, man. God.
Oh, can you imagine that?
Sexy duo right there.
Oh, my God. How many points a game do you think they would score?
I would have doubled on my fantasy team.
Really?
Brett's still not getting me any points, but I still put him in there, though.
So you should draft CJ, too, then. Nah, why not?
I mean, I'm not as huge of a fan as I was of the gloriousness of what they call the great one, Brett Favre.
Okay, so food-related, when you sit down to eat your first thing, when you turn the television on to watch the game, what's the first thing you eat?
It depends if I'm in the mood to go big or go home, or I may start with like a shrimp skewers or something small.
Right.
Or I could just be like, give me the fucking fried chicken right now.
Fried chicken right now. Chili dogs or?
That could be, you know, like chicken in the first quarter, second quarter.
Like a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or give me that chili dog. And
I eat by the quarter.
You eat by the quarter?
Well, yeah. I want a new meal.
Do you eat for the entire quarter?
Yeah, well, I want a new meal every quarter.
Do you stop eating when the whistle blows?
No, I eat through the whistle and through the timeouts.
When do you find time to go to the bathroom?
Whenever the
commercial timeouts?
Yeah, go through a halftime.
Right.
Because halftime's boring. I mean, you know, talking about next game.
Do you actually, is John Madden allowed to shit on, allowed to poo on the Madden Cruiser?
Yes, he is.
Okay, you're the only one, though.
Only one. Well, the driver, but I tell him you're going to pull into a gas station.
You make him use a gas station, John.
I need my own toilet.
Okay, I understand that, but, you know, he is the driver. Your name is on it, I get that.
And I pay him really well to shit in other bathrooms.
But then he's got to go to the bathroom, he's got to drag that stupid key with the damn car tire on it so nobody steals the key.
I give him a $5 use other bathroom.
Do you
bathroom
at least you
fee?
Give him those little ass gaskets that he can put on the seat so he doesn't get herpes or anything like that?
I give him a $5 fee for
a $5 fee, and that's supposed to cover ass gaskets, toilet, paper.
He gets a $5 an hour bump.
Just for the toilet.
Yeah, for toilet usage.
Okay, that's above and beyond food.
Yeah, that's by the hour.
Oh, nice, okay.
So if he drives 5 hours, it's $25.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he's not driving, he ain't getting
But
paid
what
for
if
it.
He sat down with you and had a giant meal, and, you know, like, sometimes, you know, you gotta shit two or three times.
The motherfucker's gotta go over there. I mean,
he's gotta pull the van, the cruiser over every time?
The things are above.
You guys should hire a second driver as a, like a...
Man, you're breaking my bank right now.
I'm just thinking of
a fill-in
poo driver in case the driver gets like a stomach ailment.
Sick,
I mean, if you
got to
pull over 15 times, you're losing hours here, John.
If he can't do it, boop, boop, call up another one. I need another driver immediately.
Yeah, Uber driver for Madden.
Yeah.
Just the driver without his car.
Yeah, you know, we leave him there. I don't
Uber Madden.
Yeah. Uber Madden, I mean, it sounds like a great idea.
We're on to something, John.
Yeah, we are always on to something.
Every week.
Every week.
Uber Madden.
I need an Uber man with a toilet.
Because that would be great.
I would like to hit a drive-through.
What if you were the driver and you just sat on the throne all day?
I'm not doing that shit. I got paid way too much to drive. I use my.
I was thinking maybe you could take a dump while you were driving and Uber people around.
No way I could do that. I'd be like, because I like to sleep a little on the toilet.
Oh, okay.
I'd be like,
yeah, they'll get hit to start hitting the things on the side of the highway.
And how am I going to tell my driver to start pull over and give me some hookers, you know?
I got to poo again.
Yeah, he's going to poo, and I'm like, I need some hookers.
I'm just trying to get laid, and he's trying to poo.
Yeah. I need some hookers.
Who doesn't need hookers, John? We all need a good hooker.
Yeah, I mean, I need one that satisfies on the daily, though. Like, you don't even want to have sex with her sometimes. I just want to watch her eat shit.
Uber hookers.
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I don't want to have sex with you. All I want you to do is just stuff this chili dog in your mouth.
Yeah, come over, do my laundry, and leave.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just want her to come do shit. Yeah. I don't even...
It's called a maid, John.
But I want her to, like, do stuff that I want her to
do. You know they have maid services where they're nude as well?
Yeah, oh my God, it could cover her in, like, paint. I'm like, I need you to cut it. I want her to do weird shit.
I need you to be green and yellow while you're cleaning my
house.
Yeah,
I want you to dress up like Brett Favre.
Just like with a number four right on the boobs.
Favre throwing me some touchdowns.
I want you Mrs. Farving me all day long.
Yeah, but I don't want her to touch me.
Don't touch me. Just throw me the long pass.
Yeah, throw me the long one. And then, like, you know, I don't even know what else she would even do. Don't send her D-picks. I just...
No D-picks.
No D-picks.
No D-picks, huh? Just what about a P-pick?
No.
A V-pick.
No, I definitely don't want to see that nasty thing while I'm eating, you know?
What if you were eating Arby's at the same time?
Oh, that's... I'd throw up. You got that cheddar sauce that you're thinking about.
Oh, disgusting. That's gross.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I just can't do is eat and look at vagina.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. I don't know. We ask these things because we want to learn.
Yeah, so you learn new shit about me every week.
Every week. All I know is that Uber Madden is coming soon.
Uber Madden is coming. I just need a new driver who can handle
Brett Favre's not... He's not doing anything.
Oh, my God. Brett,
can you imagine Brett driving your Madden Cruiser around?
I would be horny 24 hours a day. I was just, like, looking at him and, like... I'd look at him, and then he would look at me, and I'd run back because I don't want him to see me, you know? I just want him to see me peeking at old Brett.
I love you, Brett. Well, thanks again, Mr. Madden. That sound means this show has come to an end.
Holy shit, this thing is so fast.
28 minutes in, sir. We did a long one tonight.
Hell yeah, it was fun.
Well, thank you for coming in, and good luck out there in the rest of the season.
It's going to be a long one. Good season, though, coming up.
Looking forward to it. All right, kids, we'll see you next time right here on the John Madden Podcast.
Peace.
Minutes complete.